Guess who's getting way behind me?
Does anybody have anyone that has any other comment cards? Please bring them forward. We're getting ready to start the meeting. Thank you, John. John, what does this say?
Number 8 and 10.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. Call the meeting to order. It's Tuesday evening, February 20th, 2018 at 6 p.m. Could we please stand and have the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A little housekeeping, everyone. They can turn their phones off or put them on silent. Roll call.
Commissioner Roy Davis?
Here.
Secretary Andy Martin?
Here.
President Angie Christian?
Here.
Vice President Jan Barbas?
Here.
Treasurer Roger Thompson?
Here.
Can I have an approval of the agenda?
Move to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Can I have an approval of the minutes for a special meeting Friday, January 5th, 2018?
So we just got these this morning, and I think there's a few issues. I'm going to suggest that we hold off till next time to approve them. So I move to continue that to the next meeting.
I second it.
Any discussion?
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
And then when we have a meeting in 2 weeks, will we have the rest of the minutes by then, do you think?
I really hope so. I'm very swamped, so it's hard to get everything done.
Okay, thank you. David, public agenda-related. Oh, excuse me. I'm gonna take you back off of that. How about John Brazil? John, can you come up here, please, so that the microphone can pick up everything?
And President Christian, I'm John Brazil, resident here in Harbor. The way this is laid out is a little difficult, but I wanted to save some time here or whatever for under item number 8, new business. When you talk about your budget officer and budget committee, and I would like the opportunity to maybe ask a question and information during that discussion. And my other petition for comment would be on non-agenda items, and I believe that would come up later.
Okay.
That's all I have for now.
All right. Thank you. Financial review.
Okay, I have a couple questions on it. Okay, is the ones that are over 90 days, have you subtracted the two we wrote off last month? And the other one I have on there, I don't think we spent any money to the state when we sold the pipe last time.
Oh,
What was it?
I don't think we gave any money to the state IFA last time when we sold the pipe.
From my understanding, any asset the port owns, 80% goes to IFA.
I think we really need to look into the situation because the state was involved with, but I know Coos Bay bought it, but it was bought with the state's money.
It's just going in a circle.
From the coalition that they had. So it, I think is what it has to do with this. That is the reason we didn't give IFA the money, is why we didn't have to. You know what I mean? For the dredge.
Oh.
It was all the 10-inch pipe that you're talking about that went to Coos Bay, that was for the dredge. But I'm not exactly sure if that's true, if we know why, or if we didn't pay IFA that. But if we didn't, it would be because it has to do with the state.
Well, the last time we sold the pipe, our debt to IFA did not go down. Our back debt.
How about we just do some homework on it and find out?
Okay, whatever. I make a motion we approve the financials.
So I had some questions as well. Do we know why the benefits, employee benefits, are at 91% of the annual budget at present? We know. Okay.
Can I address it?
I'm sorry.
I'm not able to address that question.
And then there's a large difference between salary in January 17 and January 18. And I'm not sure what page that comes out on.
It's 204, profit and loss year comparison. That's what the one I had a question on.
I think it might just be the number of pay periods that fall in the month. Do you guys get paid every 2 weeks or monthly?
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe we had one more pay period this year than last year or something. But if somebody could look into that and see why, that would be great. Because it went from 23.6 last year to 41.120. And I know we're paying you a little more, but not that much. There wasn't a lot of overtime, so we actually had less overtime this year than last year. So,
I'm not comfortable approving this until some questions are answered. So, Treasurer Thompson, could you get with Kim and mm-hmm. Maybe she can let us know.
Okay. Were you able to hear what I said? Okay. So let's move to continue this till next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second.
I second.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Operational report.
Pricing on the kite field fence should be done by the end of the week. Pricing for a CMU wall at the RV park and for the outside the bathroom there, we should have by the end of the week. We received our telehandler last week. Some of our staff will be working on obtaining telescoping boom lift operator parts to comply with ANSI and OSHA standards. We have sold 7,000 feet of our 14-inch pipe for $35,000. We received payment by wire transfer after each truck was loaded and lengths were confirmed. We sent out four bunks totaling 159 pieces. We received four wire transfers of $8,750. I have been in contact with another buyer for the remainder of the pipe. I will be using the rest of the week to find out what size and lengths we have left to sell.
Josh, that was.
Thank you. I have a question. So this stuff about Frontier and the work they're doing, it's not on the agenda. So can you tell us or give us an update on that during the operations report?
I believe is what we are waiting for is a better plan of what they're planning to do.
With the information that I emailed to you, and I think you were able to pick up the hard copy, Roy, mm-hmm. we weren't sure. There has been no hard plan presented to the port, except that they want to go through the boatyard and they want to go through the kite field. And as I said in the body of my email, if the commissioners didn't feel that it was something to pursue, then after more than 20 hours that Brent has into this project, we thought that it was time to involve the commissioners to find out if you want to give an easement to Frontier, because that's what it will be, is a permanent easement, utility easement.
And but this concerns, from what I understand, the Coast Guard has requested this for Homeland Security. Is that correct?
Yes.
So just for the public who hasn't seen the email traffic, and I know it's not in your packet, this concerns repairs to an existing telecommunication line. I think was 1993 it was put in?
That I can't confirm.
Something like that. It runs through the kite field and through the boatyard, and it runs through conduit. And when Frontier tried to pull a new
fiber
optic through the line to go with the additional copper line that's already there, there were a couple of places where the conduit was broken and they couldn't get it through. So they're asking permission to dig up and repair parts of the line in the boatyard and the kite field area. And I guess I had wondered, would it create an easement, or would we be giving them some permanent right? And I think you're answering
to the best
that.
To the best of my knowledge, everything that they're proposing is new. It's not attached to an existing easement.
They don't know where their line is at.
Okay.
They thought they had an additional box in our boatyard, and they never have. And there's nothing there right now.
Well, my input is that we need to take a very careful look at where that's routed. We need to look at the strategic plan, which calls for expansion of the basin in the boatyard area. And we need to make sure that we're not granting an easement through property that we're going to convert the use of. Like, I don't think there's an issue of a line being buried through the boatyard that they need to get at once every 10 years or something. But if it's an area we need to dig up and change the use and that sort of thing, then I have concerns. So that's my input.
I think we need more information. I know that time
has
been set.
There's a lot of utilities, storm drains. There's a lot that goes through our boatyard that needs to carefully be looked at.
The whole boatyard will have to be changed. It'll have to, all kinds of activity will have to happen to accommodate this.
Right.
And like I said in the body of the email, Brent and I thought that it was time for the commissioners to decide whether to go forward or ask Frontier to use the existing easements.
Well, I think the email I saw said that they acknowledged that there was no existing easement and that they were operating on a handshake permission to run through there. And what I don't want to create, so when we give permission, that's one thing. It doesn't create a permanent right. I don't want to create a permanent right where they have, that we would have to buy them out or pay for them to reroute sometime in the future. So in other words, if they have to reroute now along Lower Harbor Road, for instance, or something, then maybe that's what they have to do. But why don't you look into it further? And I do thank you for bringing it to the commission.
Okay, I'll instruct Brent to keep going on it.
I've looked at it too, and it's in a bad place. If we give them permission to bore, it should be against that wall over there by Sebastian's. Let them worry how to get up there and over and back around on the outside of our, it could be on the inside of our fence, but not where it is now. I don't think we ought to put it where it is now. I think
if we look at our strategic plan, it will be an issue with our plan that we have. But we'll look into that and we'll see what it all says.
Thank you. Old business. We've got the SEP IRA. Do we have an update on that from Kim?
I talked with Kim. She has brought in outside accountant, as she was instructed, and there she continues to get to the bottom of it. She's doing the legwork, and Musser and Olson is guiding her throughout that. But there is, it's still a work in progress.
Okay.
So, can we explain that to the public as well? I think it was 2007, the port established a SEP IRA plan, and SEP, it's a simple IRA plan, and there's restrictions, and it turns out everybody has to be offered the same rate. Well, that did not happen over the years, and one employee got 15%. And so to cure this, it looks like we need to offer to other employees a 15% contribution. That's what we're being told at the present time. Some employees got none, some employees got lesser amounts. And so the work is to go back and identify what that is. So when it was established in 2007, they just didn't read the rules or something.
Any other discussion? Where? So,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, it sounds like we're not ready to for action on this.
No. Portside Suites, where are we on the sale of the property? I believe we're just waiting for signature authorization on the person.
Do you recall which one that it's in escrow and they just needed authorization of a signator?
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you off right now if that was for both of them or...
It is for Courtside Suites, I know for sure. Bush,
okay,
we're still working.
Okay, yes. I finally saw that email today. Okay, yes. So we what the title company said is that everything's in escrow. They're waiting for the commission to make the decision on the authorization signatory.
So we need to designate a signatory?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was told.
The title company, yes.
Treasurer?
Yep.
I move that Roger Thompson, Treasurer Thompson, be the signatory for the sale of the property to Portside Suites.
I'll second that. Any further discussion?
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
President Christians?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
On the Bush property,
I just got it today. You know more about
she
it.
She called, well, when...
It's been a while.
It's been going on for about 8 months, I think is what it is. And I think it's just for the parking lot, or a section of the parking lot that they've been leasing from us.
Right.
And I think the only thing that got hung up was, I think it was 2 feet bigger than what it actually showed. So it's, I turned it over to Kathy,
okay,
and she should be working on that soon. That's the best I can say. Okay. I talked to Marilyn, and she's being very patient.
She is.
And she's being very cooperative with us. And
I know that she just wants it done by the end of the year, but...
Right, and that's what she said. She wants to try and get it done, but she is working with us.
And didn't there have to be a lot line adjustment?
Wasn't there a lot line adjustment?
I think that's exactly what it was.
And then been slow coming out of the county. I know Kenny waited for months for his.
Yeah, and she started talking to me about it, and I just was extremely busy, and that's when I just Davidson Cafe. I was like, this is too much for me right now. So we'll be getting all that squared away, I think, soon. I think Marilyn said that she has the lot line adjusters lined up to come.
Oh,
and it's something about the port paying half, like there was an agreement of the port paying half of them to come. So
that's what we agreed to.
And I think that's where we're still at.
Okay. Well, maybe next month's general meeting might have an update.
I won't be here.
Travis might have an update.
We'll have some more answers.
All right, thank you. And I, the next issue is Harbor Sanitary, which I was under the impression that that was a done deal and we were just waiting on our check and we were supposed to receive the check December.
Oh, the lands? Oh, this on the land?
Mm-hmm. And it was brought to my attention from another commissioner that might have different information.
I guess that would be me. So, Kathy, have you talked to them about the land sale?
No, I have not.
Okay. Then I probably have the most recent information. So, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, Tuesday, I spoke with Kelly at Harbor Sanitary, and they do want that sale to go through. It was authorized by the prior board. But they are concerned if we have clear title and or if there's any liens or encumbrances. And so for the lot line adjustment, they were going to have to hire a surveyor. And the bid that they had was $8,000 for the survey. And before they put that kind of money into a survey, they want to make sure that we have clear title and can convey it to them. And Gary, if you want to comment, no.
No, I'm here as a
citizen, but you,
citizen. Okay.
You, is that, you think, fairly accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And today I had initial email contact with Mr. Freeman at IFA telling him that I needed a list of the property that's being held as security for the loans, and if he would please provide a map also. And I'll follow that up with a phone call.
That's probably a good start. And then the thought that I had had was a title search from
a title company.
Yes. So I would. So Jim's agreeing. So I would suggest to contact the title company.
Kathy, I don't think that problem's encumbered. That's the problem we put up for a loan from or Paul or somebody a few years ago when he was building the Green Ghost.
Okay, well, at one time, many years ago, I had seen a list of the different individual properties that were encumbered, and I needed an update. That's why I made the contact, because if this particular request is necessary for some other projects that we're working on.
Absolutely.
We need to make a motion to have Kathy do a title search.
I don't think she needs a motion. Do you need a motion, or is that sufficient direction?
So you want me to also contact the title company?
Yeah, I think so.
In addition to following up with Mr. Freeman?
Yes, please. Is there any board member disagree?
I thought we'd done a title search when Ted was trying to move our assets or get money from somebody else. We had a survey and all kinds of work done.
I'm still trying to find out the filing system. Okay. And so are Danielle and Travis.
Well, if you can find a recent title search, that's great, but I think it shouldn't be more than $500 or $600, I wouldn't think.
It's $425.
$420?
Yeah, it's not that much. And you don't know what's happened between now and the last time you had a title report.
That's
well,
true.
Exactly. And that's
it should take them only a week or two. I think that's the legal, that goes through the county records and gets anything that's been recorded. The issue, the problem may be that the sliver that we're selling them doesn't exist as a parcel right now.
No, it doesn't.
So you're going to have to take a bigger parcel that it's on And then if there are liens on that parcel, then we'll have to figure out how they apply to the sliver we want to give them.
If it's a lien on the whole parcel, it's a lien on the whole parcel, sliver or not.
Right. We may need to negotiate with whoever holds that lien if there are any, so.
New business, budget officer.
Well, Kim and I have talked. Kim was approached to, her last name is Boom. She had talked with Jen.
And Angie.
I left the conversation understanding that she was a reluctant agreeer to being the budget officer. And then the commission had asked me to find out what she might want in compensation for the added responsibility. I forgot to ask her today. She had a nice long weekend. She wanted to have time to talk with her husband. And so I can't answer what she might want in compensation.
Well, when we talked to her, I thought she was seemed willing to do that position.
How reluctant do you think she is? Does she want to do it, or does she not want to do it? What do you? What?
I told her I would give her as much background. As some of you know, I've been on the budget committee for the cemetery for probably the last 10 years. I'm not familiar with filling out the LB 2030 forms and addendums that go along with that, and she has that experience. So I had told her I would be good help, and she said, well, then you should do it. And I'm going, no.
Well, our budget calendar says we're supposed to appoint the officer today, and they're supposed to get to work, but it doesn't appear that we're ready to do that. So are we going to have a special meeting in a week or two?
It's 2 weeks.
Is that the workshop that started about talking about the rates?
That hasn't even been scheduled.
So you said 2 weeks, Angie?
Yes. So it would be March 6th.
Check that. I'm available.
Where are you going to hold that meeting at, Angie?
At the old port offices.
So March 6th at 6 p.m. at the old port office.
Mm-hmm. Are you available, Andy?
Yes.
I'm fine. This okay. New, they updated my calendar program in here. And
I think we should set the meeting for then, and we should also deal with the rates. So we will definitely need the information on the rates, on comparisons, so we can review those prior to the meeting.
And I think we need to know. Pretty quickly, the commission should be informed what Kim's asking for and if she wants to do it. Because if not, we got to have somebody else lined up by that meeting. So that would be my input on that.
And at that point, we'll deal with the budget committee then.
I think we should, do we know who's on the budget committee, what their terms are, or?
We have that information, I just have to look it up.
Okay, would you bring, can we have, well, I would say if there's, we don't know if there's openings or not, but if there are any members of the audience that want to be on the budget committee, I think you could go ahead and turn in an application. And then at the next meeting, you could let us know what openings we have.
Could you put the application on the website for anyone to download it to, please?
We were supposed to have five.
Yeah, so the five members of the public and five members up here, but they're, I don't, people get appointed for 2-year term, a 3-year term, I don't know what it is, so.
I know, 2-year term.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but Angie, we know Angie's an opening because she was a citizen member last year and she will be a committee member, commission member this year, so we have at least one.
And Tom and John, they're both here, they were on the budget committee last year, and. And Barbara.
Yes.
And Barbara was on the budget. So, okay.
So maybe you could contact each of them and see if they're still serving or whatever, and give us a good report next time.
A lot of them were out last year.
John, did you have any comments on this?
I'll reserve my comments and hold them for the March 6th meeting.
Okay. Okay, so we're all set. Commissioners' reports. Commissioner Davis.
I'd like to thank all the outside staff and the office staff for the good job they're doing. Getting a lot of compliments, a lot of stuff's going out of the yard. I'd like to welcome Kathy Lindley Hall as interim manager tonight. Thank you, Kathy, for taking that upon yourself. Thank you. That's about all I have for tonight at this moment.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Martin.
Last week I was down at the docks and I saw Sean pressure washing the docks in Basin 1, and that you see the huge difference from the docks that have been pressure washed and the ones that haven't, so that's noticeable. I think the public will like that, and work continues to be made in the boatyard. You guys are doing a great job getting that cleaned up, and obviously looks a lot better with that pipe gone and the Coast Guard boat moved. Good job on that.
And yeah, I'd like to thank staff and Kathy also. It's nice to have someone at the helm and making sure Travis is taken care of outside and Kathy inside. And I was enjoyed going down when the telehandler was delivered and then coming back and getting to see the extension and did we get our little problem all fixed the other day? Good. So it's good to see the port moving forward.
Thank you. So I'm on two subcommittees, the legal subcommittee. Angie and I met with Kathy shortly after she came on board and briefed her on all the legal issues and brought her up to speed. And then Andy and I met with Kathy on the docs issues, which is the other subcommittee. And we went and took a look at the docks and got her up to speed on those. So that's mostly what I have to report. I did see on Facebook a very nice picture of the Coast Guard cutter moved onto what looked like a really nice pad in a visible spot. And there was some public interest in that already. So I thought that was pretty cool. And good job. And that's all I have.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes, I was last, 2 weeks ago, 8th, 9th, and 10th, I was in Seaside, Oregon to the annual conference. And I'm very interested, and I printed off some of the major things I went to that was pertained to the port. And I'm hoping next year that we can get the three commissioners that have never been, or four that have never been to it, over to Sun River next year to go through it. Because you'll learn a lot, you meet a lot of people. There's 27 ports in Oregon, I think all but one or two was represented. We had 33 in our caucus, and the main caucus was about abandoned vessels, derelict vessels up and down the coast. And I also learned that one port doesn't have any water, big port. And the other thing that was interesting was that how the ports on the coast are so much different than the ports on the river. I've learned that Morrow, Oregon port, is the second largest port in Oregon. I couldn't believe that. I mean, they don't have abandoned vessels. They don't have any problems with the fishermen and stuff, and some other ports don't either. So it was a very good seminar and a lot of good material. I went, got to learn and got to meet people and see people. So it's well worth the port spending money to send somebody there, because it can help a lot, keep us out of some trouble once in a while. And also, I appreciate the Coast Guard boat being moved over there. It made a nice little gravel pad for it. It looks real nice sitting there. And I do appreciate all the work that the crews on the outside and the inside have put up with through this turmoil that's been going on. They've done a good job. They haven't hardly missed a lick out in the yard at all. And just keep up good work, because we appreciate all your good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Non-agenda related public comments. Dan Frazier, can you come up, please?
Thank you, Commissioners. Dan Frazier. My comments, one is directed, is that sitting here at the meeting tonight, I've listened and but would like to know for sure, for the record anyway, who the gentleman is at the end of the table by Mr. Thompson for the public.
My name is Jim Coffey. I'm the port's lawyer.
Thank you, sir. He wasn't introduced. Secondly, I would like to know if Mr. Martin ever followed up on my request from last week's or last month's meeting.
The request?
The request to state the check with the State Marine Board is what we as commercial fishermen have a right to when our fees are used by the State Marine Board to pay for the grants that these docks down here go for.
Did you request that in the meeting?
Yes, I did, ma'am, right here in the public comment section.
There's nothing new to report from the Marine Board.
So, Andy, I want to know, to take it the proper way, did you not follow up, or did you just let it go at that?
I've talked to the Marine Board about the use of the marina docks and changing the, we can do whatever we want with the marina docks. I did not talk to them about the funding other than what's already been discussed for the transient dock and the boat launch dock, the sport basin transient dock.
Part of the briefing that we, Andy's the other member of the dock committee, okay. And when we talked to Kathy, as I mentioned in my commissioner report, we did talk to her about OSMB's rules, and we did talk about the idea of opening up part of the sport dock area for unloading, and I think that's been talked about in front of the whole board before as well, so we brought Kathy up to speed with that idea. And I don't know if it takes a board action or not. I don't know if we're ready to do that or not, but it has been an ongoing concern that we find a way for vessels to unload product.
Okay, because unfortunately I was sick last week and was unable to attend, and in reviewing what minutes are posted online, I've seen nothing in the minutes that has been discussed, whether audio or written, in regards to where the commercial fishermen that may unload in Basin 1 or the Sport Basin, whichever way you wish to refer to, can unload at.
Andy could tell you the details better, but it was in, it was discussed a couple of weeks ago.
Anything in any, either marina, the port can do as it wants with the docks. The restrictions are on the boat launch docks and the transient dock next to the boat launch.
Because of the grants.
That's for recreational boating only.
So at one time, the State Marine Board was going to come to one of our meetings, and that...
They were supposed to be here last month.
That to date has never happened. No.
Yeah, so we did, the board wanted to ask them, and that request was put in, and then we did get an email that said that they could not attend. So they declined our request.
So did we invite them at another time at their convenience?
The way I read it was they weren't coming.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Russell thought it'd be better to go over what we call the crab dock across from the cannery, because then you wouldn't have all
that, that was one of the possible sites that he had brought up, yes.
Because you won't have the people and the problems there during the summertime for the festivals.
Okay, but then you have no cleats down there, so there would need to be installed cleats for tying up. I'm just throwing out things that need to be addressed if we're going to do that down there. So that's I want to know, because quite honestly, anybody can currently that does not have a black and blue or nearshore endorsement can go out that's commercially licensed, go out and catch 300 pounds of lingcod under what they call open access, and if they wish to sell to Pacific Ocean Harvesters or take their product up to Gold Beach, you have us no place to unload it per. We can't tie up at the transit dock and the sport basin to pack it up the dock if we needed to.
I'd like to see the subcommittee look at a recommendation.
Thank you.
David?
Commissioners, David Castellanos. I'm just here to verify that I retained my dock slip in D10. The last report I got is they'll notify me if there's any changes. I was told it was going to be on the commission for the agenda this week. No? Okay. Well, part two to that, I had dock bumpers on my slip that were removed and thrown in the dumpster, and I had a fee of $28 a piece for them. They didn't even go through the right channels, being the maintenance of the port, to take them off, so I wasn't notified.
Have you spoken with Kathy or Travis? Because that's usually where
I
should start.
I haven't talked to Kathy. I haven't caught up to that.
It's probably best to start with
okay. So
the office.
Just briefly, just the bumpers that were removed were approximately $150, not even accumulating the bolts or the wood or everything else that was placed on there.
Again, the best thing to do.
It wasn't done by maintenance. I'll talk to them tomorrow. I have my slip.
That's what I'm told.
Hey, that's what I'm here to hear.
That's what I'm told.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Ever figure out whose boat was in your slip?
I did.
Who was it?
It was one of our commissioners.
Which one?
Andy Martin.
Really?
So, guys want to know what happened. David had a 6-month moorage that expired at the end of October. He didn't renew it. That slip was up for grabs. Anybody in the public could have went in there and got that slip. You chose not to pay to renew that slip. I wanted two slips next to each other, and then I lost the slip after you complained.
Well, I didn't receive any notice from the port.
Well, you say you didn't receive any notice.
Okay,
enough, please. I'll have order.
That was just a question I answered.
Thank you. We're going to now go into executive session. Excuse me. Yes, John.
I think I had a request to murder of the bullets. I didn't understand it.
Oh, excuse me, yes. Come up here, John.
Do you you anticipate any motions after executive session?
David?
Excuse me.
And Al, someone's speaking.
I apologize for interrupting prior to you going to the executive session. I'm John Brazil, resident of Harbor, Oregon. Indirectly, I know this is non-agenda related items, but I'm going to address it that way. It may pertain to a previous agenda item. I'd just like you to take this under consideration. When you were talking about Portside Suites, my understanding is that there would be some delineation between some land that may be removed from the port's jurisdiction into a private ownership. And the same thing for the Bush property. I know that you had talked about addressing it through, who are those guys, title search folks and whatnot. I'm just saying, I found in some of my previous history is that the title search will not, and I just want you to be aware of, relinquishing any right-of-ways or easements that have been established on those particular pieces of property. I would hope that the easements would be recognized and dealt with appropriately when transferring the properties. Please take that under consideration. Second thing I would like to ask, and I know that it's been delayed to March 6th, dealing with the budget. And in that report that I'm looking at this evening, back on page 204 of the balance sheet, I would like to see as a public person a more detailed explanation of why we have a $20 million port that is taking a 25% relative depreciation. What part of our port are we devaluing at the tune of $5 million?
May I answer that?
Please.
I asked Kim the same thing, and it's called allowance for depreciation. And what she explained to me is that as our equipment and our buildings depreciate out, we have to create what in other terms would be called a sinking fund, which would repair the damages and the depreciation value. So that's how she explained it to me. I'm more familiar with the term sinking fund, which means we're going to put it away and we're going to do the maintenance. As you know, John, the maintenance has been long deferred.
Can I speak? And John, we didn't take any depreciation for a number of years, so we're playing some catch up. Mm-hmm. There was none taken for, I think the last person made a take in some, I don't even remember that, was Crabtree.
So okay. I'll just comment
anyway,
on.
I hear two different things. I understand
the sinking fund.
What Kathy is talking about. My question is, it says depreciation, we're devaluing the port by 25% of $20 million.
Which page are you on?
204.
Okay. Just to answer you a little bit, if you go to December 27th or 29th, the audit should be on one of those two meetings on the agenda or meeting packet on the website. And if you look at the audit, it goes through the depreciation in detail. So I think, and it explains it. But it's different for a government entity, as you probably are aware, than a business. So when we depreciate, a business depreciates to get a tax write-off. We depreciate just to reflect the value of our current assets as we understand them, what their value is my understanding.
So then I should see if we're at a $20 million asset and we depreciate 25% of that, that would lower our value of the port. And I should see the counterbalance of a lesser amount being paid for insurances because we have a lower our value by $5 million. And I will be looking forward that, to see that correlation in the budget. My last comment is I commend the commissioners. I have mentioned it before during a commissioners' meeting that you folks speak a little bit louder. And I commend almost everyone on this board for doing that. I would encourage Commissioner Martin maybe to work on that a little bit better or a little bit more. Although with the last speaker that was up here, I was able to hear Mr. Martin a much better. I thank you very much for your time. If you have no questions for me.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate that. You all have a great evening.
Thank you, John.
Do you think we'll have motions after executive session?
No.
So Jim is not anticipating motions after executive session.
So we are going to go into executive session, and we don't anticipate any motions being made when we come out. So we'll go in, we'll come out, and we'll probably just close the meeting. You're all welcome to stay outside if you want, in your cars with the heater running.
That's Casey.
How are you?
You made it out here, bro.
Staying overnight.